Hello, my name is Ed Frawley, and of course, I own Learburg with my wife. I have an email that I photocopied 20 years ago, 2005. Back then, for about 6 months, I made photocopies of a lot of the emails that we get. So we get emails every single day, even today, in the Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com. And it's something that we've been doing here at Learburg for over 25 years. This email came in 2005. I kept it because at the time I was going to use, and I ended up keeping about 6 months worth, and there are about that many stacked up, all organized, and I was, at that time I was going to write a book on preventing pets or dogs from killing other dogs in the family. I never got around to it, but that's what this email is about. It's about a person that has two dogs who killed another dog right in front of her. It's kind of long because it's two pages, but there are some important lessons to be learned here. Not only from this person, but for other people that might end up having dogs like this. She made some bad mistakes. And the truth is, in the past 25 years, the questions that we get today are as bad as they were two decades ago. Things really haven't changed that much. You would think that maybe with social media, with YouTube, even with Learburg, I mean, we get thousands, and I mean thousands, of visits to our website every single day, Learburg.com. Cindy gets these questions to Ask Cindy portal on the front of Learburg.com. And you don't have to be a customer of Learburg, but she gets these questions every day. First thing in the morning, she gets up. It's up before I do. She goes downstairs, lets our German Shepherd out. He pees. She comes in, has a cup of coffee, and answers these kinds of emails. Some of them basically can just make you mad. So I'll read it to you. I'm writing because of an incident that happened this past week. Keep in mind, 2005. My dogs killed another dog. The other dog appeared to be a miniature schnauzer. The other dog was on a leash walking down the road. I was standing on my property with both my dogs on a Y leash, taking them out to go to the bathroom. A Y leash? That's a two-dog leash. It's stupid. Stupid for people that don't have trained dogs to have on a two-dog leash. You can't give a correction to two dogs at exactly the same time. What if one of those dogs is doing just fine and the other one's being a dink and you want to correct him? You can't. You're going to do both of them. So, stupid number one here. Maybe I shouldn't say all this, but frankly, I feel sorry for the dog that lost his life because of the stupidity of this woman. So I was standing in the snow. My dogs pulled me and I fell down. When I fell, my dogs went over to the other dog. My dogs started sniffing the other dog. I went over to the woman and apologized. And as I was talking to her, chaos broke out. I don't know which dog acted aggressively first, but of course the other woman said it was my dogs. How would she know? She wasn't paying attention. She even said she wasn't paying attention. The last thing in the world you should be doing, if you are out with your dog on a leash and somebody else has another dog on a leash, is to not to sit there and chat with this other person, but to watch your dog, watch their dog. Your job is to protect your dog and make sure your dog doesn't get hurt or do any hurting. So this woman is chatting with the other woman, and her dogs, both of her dogs, jump on this other little schnauzer. I'm being told by many people that schnauzers are known to act aggressively to other dogs. What a stupid comment that is. It was then that my dog number one got her dog in his mouth and shook the little dog. It all happened in maybe 5 seconds. I offered to take the woman and her dog to the vet. She said, okay. As I was getting my vehicle, some guy working on a house next door called animal control. The woman said she would wait for animal control instead. By the time the animal control came, the little dog was dead. The next day, animal control called me, wanting to clarify the story. He asked me if the guy that helped was there the whole time. I told him no, only after everything happened. What do you think? So she said, no, the guy didn't see it or wasn't there. But he saw something, and he saw how bad it was, and he called animal control to come. And he helped me get my dogs into the house. This is a guy that watched, that she claimed wasn't paying attention. The officer said that the other guy told him my dog, Willie, was nipping the other dog on its behind. I told the officer that I never saw my dog one time bite the other dog, only sniff him. Except, she says right here, that she wasn't watching what was going on because she was chatting with this other woman. He said it was my word against his, and he was going to declare both dogs permanently dangerous to make sure this doesn't ever happen again. Unfortunately, this doesn't happen often enough, but now you're going to find out what happens when your dog gets declared dangerous. My husband definitely does not want to keep our dogs. The vet said that now that this dog has tasted blood in their mouth, that we can't guarantee that it won't happen again. Come on. Sometimes vets talk out their rear. They don't have experience with that. I mean, dogs that are dog fighters are not dog fighters just because they tasted blood. It's a foolish statement for this vet to say. My husband says he does not feel completely comfortable around these dogs and wants them gone. Dog number one, which is a black lab chow, has growled at him before. We're not even sure why he does this. Also, he may have killed a cat when he got out of a chain link fence at our previous house. So you have a dog here that's got predatory genes in it. Don't kid yourself. There aren't some dogs that are predators. There are some dogs that have predatory genetics in them. And you'll see them the way they walk when they walk up to something. If you've ever on TV or Netflix watched the way that a lion or a big cat tries to sneak up on its prey, they go very slowly. That's what dogs that do that are predators. Doesn't mean you can't keep a dog like that. It does mean you better keep that dog under control 110% of the time. Those dogs need serious training. Those dogs should not be off leash when you take them outside. I know, because I've had dogs like this. I've not noticed this behavior after killing the cat. I've not noticed these behaviors in my black lab chow German Shepherd mix, except he does bark with a high-pitched bark at my cat on occasion. Duh. That's a duh moment. But he hasn't done that in a few months. My husband does not want them euthanized, but he definitely wants them gone. Probably a good idea. She goes down later. She said, my new husband has really only seen these behaviors now and not the last 6 years that I've had this dog without him. Well, I think he's smarter than she is. In the letter the animal control officer sent to me, it states that the dogs either must be kept inside or if outside, they must be in a covered pen. That pen must be at least 5 feet wide, 10 feet long, and 6 feet tall with a top on it. Also, I have to pay a $50 fee for each dog to register them as potentially dangerous. Failure to notify animal control within 24 hours if they are unconfined and they attack another domestic animal and kills it, they will be charged $1,000. If we sell these dogs to someone else, we have to notify animal control or we will be charged $1,000. I don't know how I could give my dogs to another owner with all of these stipulations on them. You think? I don't know who would honestly take them. Are there any places that would be willing to take dogs like this? No. Not that I've ever heard in this. I'm 77. It's all I've done my whole life is deal with dog training. I've had these dogs for over 7 years and have only recently had this problem in the past year or so. So the bottom line here is, I may sound like I'm a little rough on this, but if you have a dog, put yourself in the shoes of this other woman who's out taking her dog for a walk on leash, and these two big dogs come charging out and kill their dog right in front of you. I will almost guarantee you that lady has PTSD over it. How terrible is that? And then this woman makes excuses for everything that's gone on, doesn't accept any responsibility for how she manages these dogs, how she controls these dogs, what happened in this killer dog fight. This is a woman that rather than register these dogs as dangerous dogs, these dogs, quite frankly, should probably be euthanized. This woman should be barred from ever owning dogs again. This is a law that should be in effect in a lot of different cases around the country. I don't know whether I've ever heard of that before, but it's about time some fools like this should never have a dog. They can barely handle a cat. So at the end of this video, I'm going to put some courses that I've produced over the last I don't know how many years that could help other people. I just did a course a year or so ago. It's a pretty long course on dealing with dominant and aggressive dogs. There's a lot of information in there. We have plenty of other videos. How to teach your dog to come. I produced that course just a few years ago, and it's a detailed course so that you can figure out when your dog is well enough trained that you can call him back to you. You will know when your dog cannot deal with the distraction over there because you know that your dog is not trained well enough to leave that distraction and come to you when you call. It's a very popular course. So, if you have a question on dog training, go to the front of Learburg.com and write Cindy. Maybe I scared a lot of people off from not wanting to write me because I might do this to them. Maybe if you're as stupid as this woman, you shouldn't write me. But not very many people are this dumb. But it's probably good that I kept it for 20 years and never put it on YouTube.